This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the nation at 8 this evening. Mr. Modi's address comes in the wake of Operation Sindoor, which was launched by India after the barbaric terrorist attack in Pahalgam, in which 25 Indians and one Nepalese citizen were killed. In the retaliatory action, India destroyed multiple terror and military locations across Pakistan and killed over 100 terrorists. Earlier this afternoon, Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a high-level meeting at his residence in New Delhi. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Chiefs of the three armed forces and several senior officials attended the meeting. Director General Air Operations Air Marshal A.K. Bharti today stressed that India's fight was with terrorists and their support infrastructure and not with the Pakistan military. He said it is a pity that the Pakistan military chose to intervene and bat for the terrorists, which compelled Indian armed forces to respond in kind.
We also iterated that our fight was with terrorists and their support infrastructure and not with Pakistan military. However, it is a pity that the Pakistan military chose to intervene and bat for the terrorist, which compelled us to respond in kind. Dosto, hamari ladai atankwad aur atankwadiyon ke khilaf thi. Isliye 7 mai ko humne keval atankwadi thikanon par hi hamla kiya tha. Par afsos is baat ka hai ki Pakistani sena ne atankwadiyon ka saath dena uchit samjha aur is ladai ko apni ladai bana li. Is paristhiti mein हमारी जवाबी कार्यवाही अत्यंत आवश्यक थी और इसमें उनका जो भी नुकसान हुआ वे खुद इसके लिए जिम्मेदार हैं.
Briefing media in Delhi on Operation Sindoor, Air Marshal Bharti gave details about how Indian forces minimized damage to both civilian and military infrastructure of the country during Operation Sindoor. He spoke about the layered and integrated air defense systems put in place by the Indian armed forces.
हमारी तरफ से हमारी एयर डिफेंस सिस्टम्स देश के लिए दीवार की तरह खड़ी थी और इसको भेदना दुश्मन के लिए नामुमकिन था. दिस ब्रिंग्स मी टू द पॉइंट, हाउ हैव इंडियन फोर्सेज मैनेज्ड टू मिनिमाइज द डैमेज टू बोथ सिविलियन एंड मिलिट्री इंफ्रा इन द कंट्री इन स्पाइट ऑफ द अनरिलेंटिंग एफर्ट्स बाय द पाकिस्तानी फोर्सेज. मोस्ट ऑफ यू एंड द मेजॉरिटी पॉपुलेस within the country have had a lot to say about the layered and integrated air defense systems put in place by the Indian Armed Forces, which includes the assets of the Indian Army, the Indian Navy, in addition to the primary air defense assets of the Indian Air Force.
Air Marshal Bharti informed that numerous waves of drones and unmanned combat aerial vehicles employed by Pakistan were thwarted by the indigenously developed soft and hard kill counter UAS systems and the well-trained Indian air defense personnel. He also highlighted the stellar performance of the indigenous air defense systems like the Akash system. Speaking about the results achieved in countering the enemy threat over the last week, Air Marshal Bharti said Pakistan's PL-15 missile of Chinese origin missed the target and loiter munitions and unmanned aerial systems were brought down. On India's offensive actions, the DGAO said India targeted the length and breadth of the adversary, citing strikes on Noor Khan Air Base and Rahim Yar Khan Air Base.
We have targeted the length and breadth of the adversary. I'm sure most of you would have already seen the effect of these strikes on ground. In fact, two of them. This is the strike on the Noor Khan Air Base. And you can see the effect. And this is the aftermath of our strike at Rahim Yar Khan Air Base. You can see the massive crater that it has left on its runway. And you can see the pinpoint accuracy of our weapons.
Giving an overview of how air defense systems thwarted enemy drones, fighter aircraft and missiles, which resulted in minimal losses on Indian side, Director General Military Operations Lieutenant General Rajiv Ghai said they were well prepared in advance. He said whenever Pakistani Air Force tried to target Indian airfields and logistic installations during the night of 9th and 10th of May, they were deterred by multi-layered counter, drone and air defense grid. He emphasized that there was not not a chance for Pakistan to be able to penetrate India's air defense. The DGMO praised the BSF for its cooperation in the operations.
उनके डायरेक्टर जनरल साहब से लेकर बॉर्डर पर तैनात बीओपी पर पहरा देने वाले आखिरी जवान भी हमारे इस अभियान में बढ़ चढ़कर शामिल हुए और बहुत बहादुरी से उन्होंने हमारा साथ दिया. उनके काउंटर अनआर्म्ड सिस्टम्स भी हमारे इस मल्टी टीयर्ड एयर डिफेंस ग्रिड का हिस्सा थे, जिसके कारण पाकिस्तान की नापाक हरकतों का विनाश किया गया. आपने सुना ही होगा, जब हौसले बुलंद हों तो मंजिलें भी कदम चूमती हैं.
In his statement, Director General Naval Operations Vice Admiral A.N. Pramod highlighted that using multiple sensors and inputs, the Indian Navy is maintaining continuous surveillance to neutralize threats as they emerge. The DGNO informed that in the current standoff, the presence of Navy's aircraft carrier with large number of MiG-29K fighters and airborne early warning helicopters prevented any suspicious or hostile aircraft to close the carrier battle group within several hundred kilometers.
कोई भी संदिग्ध और दुश्मन के हवाई जहाज को कैरल बैटल ग्रुप के कई सौ किलोमीटर पास आने का मौका नहीं दिया. Over the past few years, and most importantly, immediately after the cowardly incident by Pakistani-sponsored terrorist attack at Pahalgam, we had validated our anti-missile and anti-aircraft defense capability in a complex threat environment using cross-platform cooperative mechanism. Our powerful carrier battle group with formidable offensive capability was able to operate with impunity and maintained an uncontested presence in the area of operations.
Vice Admiral Pramod emphasized that the Indian Navy maintains a credible capability to detect, identify and neutralize any aerial platforms that threatens its units at sea. The government has debunked the claims made by the Pakistani military in its recent briefing, which falsely accused some Indian news channels of admitting to the destruction of Indian air bases. The fact-check unit of Press Information Bureau said that Pakistan is misleading its own people by producing doctored footage as evidence. In a media briefing held yesterday, the DG ISPR of Pakistan used a small edited portion of a full video clip originally broadcast by the Indian news channels. However, the actual footage clearly shows Indian news channels reporting on the destruction of a Pakistani airfield by the Indian forces. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives due to a road accident in Chhattisgarh's Raipur. In a social media post, the Prime Minister's office announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees to the next of kin of each deceased. 50,000 rupees will be provided to each of the injured. The Prime Minister wished a speedy recovery to the injured. Maldives has expressed gratitude to India for offering a government treasury bill of $50 million, which has supported the island nation in its fiscal reform efforts towards economic stability. In a social media post, Maldivian Foreign Minister Abdullah Khalil said that timely assistance by India reflects the close bonds of friendship between the two countries. In the Indian stock market, the bulls took over the Dalal Street today. Both the benchmark domestic equity indices ended at their highest closing levels of 2025, buoyed by ceasefire agreement between India and Pakistan and positive global cues, including announcement of trade truce between the United States and China. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex rallied 2,975 points or 3.74% to close at 82,430. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 zoomed 917 points or 3.82% to settle at 24,925. Other major Asian markets also rallied today, boosted by renewed optimism about easing tariff tensions after US and China agreed to roll back tariffs on each other's goods for an initial 90-day period. Buddha Purnima is being celebrated across the world today. It marks the day when Gautam Buddha was born and also attained the enlightenment or Nirvana under the Mahabodhi tree in Bodh Gaya. The day is commemorated by Buddhists and Hindus all over the world. Our correspondent reports that special prayer is being held at Mahabodhi temple premises in Bodh Gaya. Indian cricket team star batter Virat Kohli has announced his retirement from the Test cricket. His announcement marks the end of an era in Indian Test cricket. In his 14-year Test career, Virat scored 9,230 runs in 123 matches at an average of 46.85 with 30 centuries. And that is the end of this news bulletin.